Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Dr. Arthur Labe, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. How are you? It's been some time.
Very well, thank you. Long time no speak.
Yeah. How have you been?
We have been very well, Doc. Thank you so much for asking. How have you been?
Oh, I praise the Lord. I've been well.
Ah, fantastic, fantastic. Well, Doc, we're talking about the kidney functions. And, of course, I was talking about kidney functions because it's one of the very important, parts of the body. And preventing kidney disease and its complications is possible, actually, by managing risk factors and treating the disease to slow its progression and reduce the risk of complications. Mm-hmm. We'll be speaking on kidney health over the next few weeks together with you, beginning with a talk on the basic functions of the kidney. So please speak to us about the functions of the kidney.
Yes, the kidneys, I have found in my interaction with individuals, participants and classes and so forth, that most of us don't know where our organs are situated in the human body. Mm-hmm. So the first thing I would like us to know is, where are the kidneys? Mm. They are situated, the best way to be able to say exactly where they are located is to put your both hands towards the side and towards the back, and your back, and then just put both hands as if you are just standing with your hands around your waist. And the kidneys are situated at the, it's because it's towards the back of the body in the abdominal region. So it's actually towards the back. When we are treating kidney with fermentations and so forth, we go to the back of the body. So the kidneys are situated at about that place when we place our hands, about the waist, but towards the back. That's where the kidneys, two of them, the Lord God Almighty, He knows that we need two. So He gave us two. Though some people are living with one, but nevertheless, we are supposed to have two good kidneys. So they have very important functions to perform. Kidneys, they are the ones that launder, that is, they are the ones that virtually purify the body's system by purifying our blood. The blood that comes in through the kidney through the day can be compared to as much as 180 quarts. Maybe I'm not getting that right, but total blood volume every 5 minutes, at least every day, being filtered by millions of tiny filters are in the kidneys. And the amount of blood, like virtually all the blood that passes through our system, must pass through the kidney, the liquid part of the blood. The kidney is the one that virtually cleans out our blood. So if it's that important, it means we really need to pay attention to the health of our kidney. The blood flows to the kidney, and the kidney will do its work by making sure that it gets rid of all the toxic materials that are in the blood. And so the main artery that supplies the kidney, the renal artery, is divided into five branches. We don't need to go into too much details, but just to have a very good idea of the complexity of the work that the kidney is doing. It's a very complex work that it's doing, but primarily the one thing we must keep in mind is that the kidney cleans our blood out. Now, if we are going to have really good blood that will flow to the brain and give us all that we need in terms of cleaning, in terms of depositing good blood in every cell of the body, the kidney is important. If the kidney should start working within a few hours, the person will die. That is how serious the work of the kidney is. So when the kidney gets rid of the waste materials, the liquid waste materials, it sends it to the urinary bladder. And that is where we just pee, as they say, everything that is not to be remaining in the body, the liquid part. We get rid of it through the bladder, it goes out of the body. And you can imagine when this is the case, we need water. You try to filter any substance like grains, you must add water to it to get it well filtered. And that is why, first, it's not enough as a signal for our need of water, we must take at least 10 cups of water, which is the amount of urine that we usually make.
Oh, 10 cups of water.
10 cups, at least. For we that we live in the tropics, very warm weather conditions, we may need more. It depends on how the weather is. But whether we sweat, whether it is hot, whether it is rainy season, whether for you down there in the beautiful temperature in South African area and so forth, you must still drink that amount of water. It does not matter whether you are feeling hot, whether you are feeling cold, minimum amount that must be taken. Thus, if we become thirsty, we are already dehydrated. Because you see, the work of the kidney is it must use water to do its filtration. So dehydration is not an option. When we keep getting dehydrated, our kidneys will be overworked. But you know what it will do? It will draw water from elsewhere in the body, including the brain. So when the brain gets inflamed as a result of water being pulled out of the brain, then the kidney is one of the areas in which, especially the kidney, is the area in which the water is going. Because if the kidney is not able to do its work of cleaning out toxic material, urea will form in the blood. And that is just very dangerous. I don't know which word else, or what else to use. It's a very dangerous situation when we don't have enough water to... And, you know, other things that is not H2O does not replace water when it comes to the kidneys doing its work. So that is so key. That is so important. We must keep that in mind, that our kidney must have water to do its work. Constant water ratio, the kidney will maintain it. It should make sure that we have enough.
Tell me, Doc, I normally, sorry to interject there, I normally sometimes hear people saying, no, well, I'm taking enough water, and people are taking sparkling water, flavored water, etc. Does that count as actual water?
No. In the real sense of the work of the kidney, it does not.
Wow.
But when it gets in, the body will filter all of those fanciful things that we put in the water, and then the water itself will be used. For some people, because they just cannot drink water, well, it's okay to have those fanciful things. The body will then filter them out. What it's doing is that we're just giving the kidney more work, but it will still do its work because it is better than not drinking water at all. So, yes, when individuals will do just not drink water, and they must drink water, well, let them take those fanciful things at least, so that the body will filter off all of those things that is not water, and the water will be used by the kidney. So I won't say no, don't take it, but I will just say that you are just giving the work, more work to be done by extra labor. But nevertheless, it's fine, because you see, the kidney also regulates so many things in the body, like potassium, sodium level, the kidney regulates it, and other minerals. So when we have those things in the water supply, the kidney will regulate it. It will help the body still to do what it needs to do, because all of these chemicals, especially potassium, sodium, these chemicals, they must be in the right proportion in the body. Too much potassium can lead to paralysis. Not enough potassium can lead to heart attack. So the balance is so thin. The amount that is needed must be constant. It must not exceed to the littlest, pardon my English, amount of all of these substances in the body. Take salt, for instance. Salt is one wonderful thing that our taste buds will pick up very well, and we like our food to, like, you have corn on the cob, you sprinkle a little salt on it, then you start biting, and your corn tastes better than if you are just biting the corn without putting a little salt. But our salt intake must be in the right proportion. Sodium, when it is too much in the blood system, the kidney will regulate it. But, you know, whenever we are abusing something on and on and on, it gets to a point where the organ will be overwhelmed. We must still take all of these good things. We need sodium, absolutely. Without this, the neurons are not going to be able to fire and do their work properly. The ratio of sodium and potassium and so forth, they are needed. Another important work of the kidney is the hormonal function. The kidneys produce several very important hormones. One important one is the renin. The renin regulates the balance of body fluids and the blood pressure.
Okay.
Another one is the erythropoietin. This one stimulates the production of red blood cells in bone marrow. Now, these are important things that the body must do. So, three major functions of the kidney that we should keep in mind and not forget: the excretory function, that is, it filters, gets rid of toxic materials from the body. It regulates the function and control of certain minerals in the body, potassium, sodium, and other minerals. Third, and very important, is the hormonal function. It actually produces these hormones, erythropoietin, and when it is with red blood cells, you know what that means. If the kidney, for any reason whatsoever, is not functioning properly, and we'll look at the reasons why the kidney may not function properly, so that we can make our kidney happy and let it function very well, and not forget the things we are supposed to do if we know them, or know the things that we should do if we still are not knowing them yet. So it is important that we keep all this in mind. Knowing these three important functions should help us to know that we must take care of this organ, like every other organ in the body. But then we must take care of this one. It's so important that if we don't take care of it, it might just be a recipe for big trouble. Mm-hmm. And we don't want all of those troubles that we inadvertently commit because we are just not aware of some of those things that are happening. So we must be cautious of our salt intake. We must choose foods that are sufficient in minerals needed for the body's internal environment. Our diet must consist of variety of fruits and vegetables, nuts and grains and so forth. Mm-hmm. But I would say, above all, when we talk about the kidney, water. We must not forget to drink adequate amount of water. And this is whether we are thirsty or whether we are not thirsty. I mean, all of the colored drinks and fizzes and all the fizzles and so on, well, they taste nice to the taste buds, but our kidneys, they don't tell us thank you when we are doing all of that. They just, yeah, okay, more work. All right, I'll try. I'll keep on doing.
Yeah. Now, Doug, before I let you go, you know, you did mention that we've got two at the back, and that's how God created it. But I also, you know, sometimes I hear that there are people who are already remaining with one kidney, another one had to be removed and stuff like that. Looks like we can actually do with one, after all.
Yes, we can live.
Why two then? Why two then? Or is it a backup?
No. It's enough to do their work. That's the way I would say. Because those people with one, yes, they can live with one, but they have to be extremely careful. They have to be sure their water is regulated. They cannot drink too much. Neither can they drink less. They have to watch their sodium intake very, very carefully. They have to be sure that all the work of the
Ooh, Doc.
With their medical appointment to be sure that they are well. So people who have one kidney, they are very, very careful, extra careful.
Yeah.
And so we know that if God made two, and for whatever reason, one should lose one, you have now to be extra careful. Pay more attention to that organ. Otherwise, if you lose just that one that is remaining,
then it's game over.
That would be the game. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Well, Doc, I want to thank you so much for coming through. Blessings to you and a happy Sabbath.
I wish you the same. God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.